no cash. Top 10 the color tag. Dig it up, dirty gold. Pick it up, baby. Oh no, bad hash. Talk trash. White noise disturbance flash. Turn it up, heads will roll. Pick it up, watch them fall. You know what time it is. Murder that baseline, bitch. We'll fill your mind with it. We'll slap that look right off your face. You know what time it is.
From the heart of Discord, right here. Podzilla 1985 Network. This is Podzilla After Dark. Jesse Kimball giving me a look.
No, not you. It's some of the shit that Shelby's looking at on whatever the subreddit is.
Oh, that's dangerous. Shelby in a subreddit. I don't like it. Here we go. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight.
Open, send him that Kermit.
I'm going to be your host tonight. My name is Shannon Young, or as we discovered earlier, it's either Shannon Young, CNN Young, what is it?
Shannon.
Shannon Young. Shane, Sean, you know, whatever. With me, of course, the man with the glorious beard below me, co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
Soon to be Jesse. Soon to be Jesse Ferris.
Maybe.
To his on our screen, to his right, the lovely Shelly.
And Hunter's gone.
Who is this?
Shelby Chan.
Hello.
And Hunter's back.
And now you're gone, Jesse.
What do you mean I'm gone?
What is happening tonight?
Where did I go?
Well, I have no idea. You're just you're twinkling for Hunter. Is he twinkling for you too?
No, he's right there.
What the shit on my screen and everyone?
No, yeah, I'm looking at it on the stream. Yeah, we're here, hold on. I'll leave here.
Well, oh, he's back. Okay.
I just went to another channel real quick.
Oh man.
And that's what I did. That's why I was gone for a second. I accidentally clicked on the wrong voice channel.
All right. Anywho,
let's see if that brings my video. Do I have video now, Shannon?
You do. You do.
Yes.
All right. Shannon, I need you to look at the text only chat.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That's the thing that I started looking at, and then it scrolled, and there was more.
What the fuck is that? Jesus Christ. Oh, good.
Oh, that was worth it for your reaction. Just the look on your face was golden.
Well,
in a weird place.
Because hey, Jesse, I'm going to make you very uncomfortable. Have a look.
I feel like that's my new profile picture.
Oh, no.
That's not the wisest decision to make, friendo.
Also with us tonight, heard but not seen once again this week because her internet, she's from 2021, but her internet's from 1992, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Yeah,
it's been in the minion thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Now and nothing is loading in the text.
I can hear her now, Lindsay. Jesse, IT her.
Let her use the other laptop is the only thing I would say.
Yeah, that's an option, Lindsay. You could always just come here and grab the other laptop. That's what
I have the easy selection.
What was it?
Did she say selection or solution?
Well, Hunter, that's not our only option. also with us tonight.
This connection is magnet shut.
Double H is here with us.
That's what they tell me.
Shannon, there's a swimsuit in the group chat that I would like you to see.
I would not like to look at that right now because I
think you would.
Because I feel like this is the game I used to play with you where it's like, Jesse, do you think she's hot?
No, it's not like that game at all. But I do remember that game.
Well, I don't see a swimsuit. I see someone frying up some cigarette butts.
Scroll up.
Good Lord. Is this what
it looks like? Oh, it looks like Hunter is shitposting. That was the one that caused the frown to deepen whenever you saw me earlier.
Good God. What's wrong with you people?
I don't know what the fucking subreddit is.
Lindsay,
what
are you still there? She is
Pay
not.
Money Wubby.
She is not.
What the fuck does pay money wubby mean?
Which is unfortunate because I need Lindsay because she had the top five or she had the fun segment of the show because the rest of the show is going to be kind of grim and dark.
There's a lot to talk about, so we should get into it.
We should get into it. Let's jump right into it real quick. Before we start off with the motherfucker of the week, let's start heavy. Somebody want to check on Lindsay, by the way, and see what her plan is because I would like for her to be on the show if possible. I'm a little.
My plan is. I was just gonna duck out and say screw it.
Yeah,
just just get the other laptop.
She won't put the she doesn't want to put all that work into it. Trust me, trust me.
The last time we used their laptop didn't work anyways.
I don't understand how we can all be on the same connection and it would be messed up. Lindsay, really quick, and we'll get into the show. We won't waste too much time on this, but try restarting your Wi-Fi. Just turn it off and turn it back on and then reconnect.
And try connecting to, since you're right next to the router, try connecting to Rapture instead of Columbia.
And we'll let you do that. And while you're doing that, we're going to move on with this real quick and get this going. Really quick in the chat, Caleb, anyone been to Walmart and Cape yet lately? No, but I know what you're talking about.
All I'm hearing is gerbil dump.
Hey, Jesse, you want to go in there and tell her physically what we just said? Or Shelby? Shelly, you go do it.
I'm sending her a message on Facebook as we speak.
Okay, so what Caleb's...
And she's gone.
What Caleb's talking about, by the way, is there was a fight.
The brawl?
At the Cape Walmart. Yeah, the brawl to end what? It all. Yeah, the other night.
When?
Oh.
Like last
we're
night?
We're still talking about it? It's got to be good.
Yeah. Well, they haven't released many details other than one person got arrested. We'll keep you updated on that. Somebody got some. Those hands were rated E for everyone. Let's start the show off with the saddest news. Well, not the saddest news. I think it's very sad. I just wanted to mention it real quick because we don't usually
with the motherfucker of the week.
No, we'll wait for after that. I want to leave.
Oh,
lead
with no, this. No, you're talking about.
We don't usually talk about celebrity deaths on the show, but Trevor Moore passed away the other day. And if you don't know who Trevor Moore is, he was the founder of The Whitest Kid You Know, which to me is one of the most I don't want to say underrated sketch comedy shows of all time because I think it's pretty well regarded. In sketch comedy circles. And whenever I would do my list of like my favorite sketch comedy shows, it would always go, Mr. Show is always my absolute favorite. And then probably SNL maybe, but then Whitest Kid You Know. Cause I mean, just hilarious. And Trevor Moore was incredibly funny and talented. I was just shocked to see that he had died. He was only 41 and he died in an apparent accident. I haven't read any updates on that, but, I just wanted to mention that here at the top of the show, because I don't know about you guys. I assume at least one of you was also a Whitest Kids You Know fan.
He's hammering me in the ass. He's hammering the ass to death. I love Whitest Kids You Know.
Show's on stage.
Yeah, it was very cursory for me, but yeah, I mean, I was aware of it. I am sorry. I don't know what else to say about that.
That Abe Lincoln bit is one of my favorite, like, just skits of all time, though. Like, most of Whitest Kids You Know, like, I wasn't, like, yeah, I liked it, but I wasn't the biggest fan of it.
Oh,
like, they had some bits that were absolutely fucking gold.
I was a big fan of it.
Like I said, the Abe Lincoln bit was spectacular.
If you get a chance, go back and watch some Whitest Kids You Know. And Trevor Moore specifically... I always called him Little Edge because he just looks like if they cloned Edge but took out all of the athleticism, that would be Trevor Moore because he looks just like him. He's got the same hair and everything. But if you ever get a chance to watch it, go back and check out some of those clips. He had a very funny, I just had it in my head. The one that always made me, the one where he's talking about you can't say you're going to kill the president on television. That's hilarious.
I remember really the good one of him sitting on the bench with the kid and they're like, I'll come back tomorrow. He's like, I'm not really supposed to hang out with kids.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to talk. I'm really not allowed to talk to you legally. The one where he's the dad and they've got the hot daughter. And it's just, so it's him and his son sitting at a table, and you don't ever see the daughter's face, but she comes in and she's got like a denim mini skirt on and like a kind of a tube top, and she's in amazing shape. And she keeps talking to him, and he's just looking straight down, and she's like, Dad, are you mad at me? No, now go away. And and she would leave, and this kid would like, Dad, was mom ever that hot? No.
What about, like, no one in my family? I don't understand it. I love the plot twist at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to spoil it. No, we'll spoil it because no one's going to go out and watch this. So at the end, it turns out it's just his nightmare. As his wife is having the daughter, it shows him in the hospital, and they're like, you know, oh, you have a daughter. He just looks at it and goes, nah, this isn't a good idea, and he just leaves.
I'm not cut out to be a father.
Yeah, and he just bails. very, very, very funny shit. The Grapist. Let's not forget The Grapist.
That hit like super viral for a minute.
Yeah, it was a very, very funny show. Michaela, it is on YouTube. You can catch a lot of Whitest Kids You Know. Oh, I remember the one I wanted to talk about. He did a skit, and he did it in the vein of Super Size Me, where instead of eating McDonald's for 30 days, that's all he ate, he only drank like vodka for 30 days.
Yes.
It was
it was just completely drunk and dying.
And he called up the vodka company, and from what I can tell, this was a legitimate phone call he made to like the actual company, and was telling them, why are you telling people just to drink vodka and not eat? Because and they're like, we didn't tell you that. We never told anyone that. Do not do that. It's hilarious. So yeah,
we were just outside shooting at the FBI, and they shot at us. Why?
So yeah, go watch Whitest Kids You Know if you get a chance. It's very, very funny. It's very, very sad for me. I just wanted to mention that here at the top of the show. Jesse, you wanted to talk about the motherfucker of the week. I got a motherfucker. Do you have a nominee for motherfucker of the week?
There's only one acceptable answer for motherfucker of the week, and it's that story that Hunter posted.
Oh, no. See, I have a hard time. I feel like there's a hard line for the Motherfucker of the Week award. Like, you can't go too serious with it. Yeah, because then it's like...
No, that guy's a real motherfucker.
Well, let's hold on. Let's put a pin in that, because we're going to come back to that story. I have a much more slightly lighthearted Motherfucker of the Week for the kids out there.
Oh, by all means. By all means, because that one is dark as shit.
It's
way further back than I thought it was going.
Chet Hanks.
Do you see your life flash before your eyes? It's that
a little. Yeah, it went back and it kind of kept going. I was like, oh shit.
Chet Hanks, the Hanks you probably didn't even know existed.
Oh, I did. I wish I didn't.
Yeah, he's a real piece.
I wish his dad were here. Like,
I wish his dad would stay as far away from him as possible. Tom and is Rita right? Rita. Help.
Hanks.
What was her name before Hanks, though? She was an actress.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Rita. Oh, Jesse, look this up for me. It's going to drive me crazy. But yeah, so they had two kids, as far as I know, two kids. They may have more. They're only two that are relevant. Chet Hanks and little Tom Hanks. What is his name? Colby?
No.
Jairus?
No.
What the fuck was his name?
You're just throwing out names. Colin.
Rita. Colin.
Fair. And Rita Wilson is
Rita Wilson. Thank Rita you, Wilson. Thank you. Yeah, Michaela
and
also got
Chet.
It.
Chet and Colin are the two sons,
right?
And Colin has actually been in a lot of stuff recently.
Colin's a pretty good actor. He's a solid dude.
Yes, he is.
Chet, as far as I can tell, is just if they were twins. Colin Hanks is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Chet Hanks is Danny DeVito, because he's just the garbage of sperm that Tom Hanks had.
They're just mashing it.
Yeah.
And he, like, because Colin Hanks looks a whole lot like Tom Hanks.
Super Chet Mash
Hanks
Brothers.
Does not.
Yeah, Chet Hanks looks like a motherfucker and is one. So he did this video where he talked about the need to get vaccinated, how important it is, and, you know, he starts out, and then he literally just goes, psych, and then he talks about how, you know, he does the anti-vax thing, whatever. As far as I can tell, Chet Hanks has never done anything
for society.
He very
much looks like somebody that would be an anti-vaxxer.
He looks like somebody that would find Duke Nukem Forever extremely funny. Like, he's playing Duke Nukem Forever, and he is cracking up. It is the funniest thing he's ever
dying.
Seen in his life. Yeah,
he's fucking dying.
So yeah, he did this video. He's a piece of garbage, and I thought he was the more lighthearted motherfucker of the week. Then what Jesse's talking about is just straight up twisted. Let's just start with that since you brought it up. I think it was it you, Jesse, or you, Hunter, that pointed us to this story in the chat?
Definitely Hunter. I think he posted it from r/NotTheOnion, I believe.
Oh.
I saw it in r/WhatTheFuck today.
I would hope that's where it was from. That would be the more lighthearted version of it. Was it? Yeah, it was. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I want to say that again. Then, yeah, like I said, I was just scrolling through today and I saw it again because I read it last night and I was like, holy goddamn. And then I saw it again on r/WhatTheFuck and I was like, yeah, no, it's definitely what the fuck worthy.
Yeah, so his name is Matthew Taylor Coleman. He's a surfing instructor from Santa Barbara. He's 40 years old, and he has been charged. It's kind of a weird charge, and you have to understand why. Charged with foreign murder of U.S. nationals, and that's because he took his two kids, 2-year-old son and 10-month-old daughter, into Mexico, and then he killed them. So he
let's talk about why.
Well,
he shot a spear gun through their chests, man.
We're getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah, so that's how he started, was the spear gun through their chests, and then it went beyond that to what was a ritual sacrifice, because Shannon,
He was quote unquote enlightened by QAnon and Illuminati conspiracy theories into believing that his wife had passed on serpent DNA to their kids, and he had to kill them before they grew into monsters.
Yes.
So did he kill his wife as well for having serpent DNA?
No, the way it actually went down, because I've been reading about it today, is he basically disappeared with his kids.
In the back of some mini, like in the back of a rental van.
His wife called the police and said they weren't in danger. She didn't know where they were. So he was not responding to texts.
Oh, they were in danger.
She didn't know that. She didn't know any of this was happening.
Yeah, she specifically said, like, they're missing. I don't think he would hurt the kids, but he drove off with them. And then,
So he tries to cross the border. He leaves with two kids, and when he crosses back into America, he has no kids. So they pulled him, and they interrogated him, and he allegedly confessed. And I'd like to know more about this. I'd like to know more about the confession, because he confessed to what he did and said it's because of QAnon and all that. And I think it was you, Hunter, that said they're possibly gearing up for an insanity defense based on
this. That's the going theory. Outside of just it is exactly what it is and he fully believes all of this, is that he's going for an insanity plea, and so anyone he can, any popular scapegoat he can throw under the bus for suggesting why he should do this stuff, great. The thing about that is, though, he still had to be mentally unwell enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that like he's you know, not fit to stand trial or anything. He had to be just evil enough to do this in the first place. And in that case, if that's not what it was, what was it?
Right.
What prompted him to do this?
Yeah,
he was thoroughly convinced I almost want to believe that there's no way, but like people actually buy into this shit. He was thoroughly convinced that his children were going to become monsters.
Well, okay, but here's my thing with it, and this is why I want to know more about the confession, is because, first off, there is a fantastic YouTube channel that I suggest everyone to check out called JCS. I forget what the name of this particular channel, because he has a couple of different ones, but this one's like JCS Criminal Psychology or something like that, and he did a fantastic video about the shooter from Parkland. And they were showing what an actual insane person, what their interrogation looks like versus what this guy's interrogation was. Because this guy tried to use insanity as a defense, but he picked apart all the little things that showed you that this was just an act. So I want to know more about this confession of this guy who said that he killed his two kids because he thought they were turning into monsters. For one, I haven't seen any evidence that he said or did anything that showed he believed these QAnon conspiracies. As far as I know, I could be wrong. But I have not read a single thing of, you know, him posting something, him attending any rallies, anything like that. It just seems like he did what he did and then said it was because QAnon. He could be gearing up for an insanity defense, like Hunter was saying. But it is so hard to prove insanity. It's a lot harder than people think it is. And that's why I suggest everyone go to this JCS YouTube channel, because he does brilliant breakdowns of interrogations. It's very cool. Jesse, go ahead.
I was going to say the one thing that makes me kind of wonder about like the QAnon stuff in general, and maybe he's going for insanity here, is like, why go to Mexico?
Right.
Like if he believed that he was justified in what he was doing, he had the thought process, I think, that if he went across the border and murdered his children, then came back, like it was on foreign soil, so he couldn't get tried for it. Because apparently it's not easy to try somebody for doing exactly that, like going into another country, murdering someone, and going back. Like, there is precedent for it. Like, there are laws that, like, you brought up the charge, like murdering someone on foreign soil. And
national, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I wonder, you know, maybe he had this thought process that, like, you know, I could get rid of these awful children or something. I don't know. Like, he's fucked in the head regardless.
I would say at that point it's equally likely to be, and maybe more likely to be, ignorance than it is insanity. That's just him thinking, oh, if I go here, I'll never get caught, you know?
Yeah, or, like, I won't get in trouble for it. Because, like, especially if he comes back and, you know, immediately confesses it. Because, like, there was nothing stopping him from coming back and just saying, like, I don't know. I lost him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right. Crossing the border. So that's one thing, though, is like crossing the border with two kids and then crossing back into America with no kids. He had to have known they're going to notice that shit. Because, I mean, they're kind of strict at the border. You can't even get into the country with fruits and vegetables. Homer Simpson knows that. He had to leave an entire trunk full.
Like, I think that if he, like, you know, he crosses the border with the two kids and comes back, like, it may not have even been the same border patrol. It's not like they're marking, like, who leaves and comes in, right?
That's true, but whenever...
They're just checking passports.
Well, they were alerted, because apparently she used a phone app that pinged his phone.
Yeah, the Where's My App, yeah.
So she knew he was in Mexico. So then they alerted the Mexican authorities, and the FBI was basically waiting for him at the border. So, you know... I don't know. I think we need to wait and see more about it. He is a very evil person, that's for sure, one way or the other. And I, beside what he did, and whether he actually did it for this QAnon or not, I was going to do a show once. It was going to be a solo show, and I was going to do a show specifically on QAnon. Because I wanted to talk about who they were, what they did, and like why they were so dangerous. And then I think John Oliver did one instead, and I said, never mind, he got it covered. He does it better than me.
John Oliver is very good at what he does.
It blows my mind. If you don't know what QAnon is, it is this right-wing conspiracy group that believes the most insane shit, that Donald Trump is basically a fighter for God who's fighting against demons, and he's
the shadow president. He's fighting against all of the lizard people that are the Democrats that are trying to take over.
There's
QAnon,
a sex ring, by the way.
Yeah, if you guys ever heard about the story of the guy, like, holding up the pizza place.
Yeah,
because like there's a child trafficking sex ring that was happening in the basement of this pizza place
that Hillary Clinton
so he
ran.
Went there.
My favorite response to that is always that no one ever talks about how there's no basement.
I was just about to bring that up. Like, this was a pizza place that he went into. There was no basement in it.
Well, there's no basement they could find. They're not just gonna have a sign pointing to the sex ring.
I mean, if you got a sign where you got a pirate behind the door, you don't just put pirate on there. You don't just tell me.
Hunter, I saw a door marked private. Did you see pirate?
No, like, you didn't let me finish. Look, I...
Pepe Silvia. Oh, shit, he left. So, the QAnon thing, like, what's... He's back. What's truly baffling about it is that so many people do believe this. There's so many people that buy into the QAnon conspiracy, and every time I try to convince myself that humanity is worth saving and that, you know, that there is hope for everybody, I think of these people that follow QAnon that literally believe what the bullshit Jesse was spouting off there a second ago. They actually believe this, or they don't, and it's a troll thing. Because
So the bulk of them don't believe it. But the problem is, because it's the internet, you find, like, the super crazy motherfuckers that actually go in and, like, for every, like, you know, several thousand people that are looking at this shit, you get the guy that sees it, that buys into every bit of it, and then goes and shoots up that fucking pizza place that they were talking about. And that's the problem with shit like that. Like, you start getting these people that actually take it seriously.
Or allegedly take their kids down to Mexico and kill them because they have serpent blood. It's not the first time something like this has happened. I mean, you can look. I have seen horror stories of parents who've killed their kids because they thought they were demons, thought they were possessed. I've never heard serpent blood until this time, though. That's a new one on me. And it makes you wonder, you know, I don't know if it was Lindsay earlier that said something about the wife or whatever, but the fact that he didn't kill her when she's the one passing on the serpent DNA makes me think that this is indeed just a case of dude's gonna plead insanity because he knows he's fucked. And
well, see, she doesn't have the serpent DNA in her. Her eggs were replaced with serpent eggs.
Comes back around to why does he want his kids dead, especially his 2-year-old and his 10-month-old?
With spear
guns. What other reasoning could he possibly have for that?
Well, I mean,
Believe me, the insanity or the non-insanity, like he's just making it up thing, would make a lot more sense if he had killed his wife, if it was just her,
yeah.
Or if it was all of them, then it would be okay. He was running from something. Right. He was trying to escape a life. He was, you know, extremely in debt. I don't know, something. When you just kill the kids, what else is there?
What was the
legitimate thing from that?
I believe that because there are reptiles, like there are lizards that eat the eggs of birds and replace them with their own eggs and have like the bird, like, you know, incubate them.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's
but those aren't getting placed inside the body. They're just being raised.
I understand, but like it would not shock me in the slightest.
Okay.
If someone that believed their children were carrying lizard blood believed that a lizard, like an alien lizard thing, replaced his wife's eggs.
Okay, so here's the thing with that, man. Like with the QAnon conspiracy, especially like with Donald Trump as the shadow president, of course it's bullshit, but there is a level of acceptability of belief when it comes to that. I could see someone believing that Donald Trump is a shadow president. I could see them convincing themselves of that. You have to go really, really far to convince yourself with what evidence. And as a sane mental person, that your wife has passed on serpent DNA to your children and then killed them because of it. Like this, if you truly believe that, if he truly is that crazy that he believes that, there is no way this motherfucker did not leave some kind of trail of posts or, you know, something that showed his insanity. You don't just wake up one morning and suddenly believe that your kids are serpents. Then there has to be a trail.
He had NordVPN. He was safe.
I have to go. Hunter, you're doing the rest of the show. I can't do this. I'm not doing this.
No, please. Parker's been sitting on my lap this whole time, but it's struggling really hard. He's trying to get to Sarah now. So
oh my God.
I broke Shannon a little.
I didn't like that one at all. That was a very unpleasant conversation we just had. Oh. All right.
I didn't know NordVPN would hit you that hard.
Oh, I hate that so much. We're going to follow this story as we always do, and we'll update you once we know more about it, once we figure out more about this guy and why he did what he did. But speaking of insanity, we got to move it along because we got a lot of things to talk about here. Speaking of insanity, Shelby, I feel like we should update the listeners to the latest in Chris Chan news because we said that it would be a thing we would continue to follow. When we last left off, Chris Chan had admitted to fucking his mother in a confession to a woman named Bella. 1 week later, Shelby, what have we learned about Bella?
Bella is a fucking psychopath.
That's putting it lightly. Bella is...
Tell people what?
Her name, first off, is apparently Isabella Jank, which is funny in itself. Her parents are... her dad is a former Navy SEAL and rich bitch. Her stepmom is a former Secret Service agent. And she is a Texas Tech student with an awful history who has been shielded and guarded by her parents for all the terrible things she's done. Shelby, including, tell them some of the things she's done.
One prime example is her boiling a hamster alive.
For fun, as you would want to fun. Do.
What the fuck?
Yep. Another one is she was allegedly responsible for bullying a trans student into committing suicide at the Texas Tech school she is at.
Allegedly.
What were the other? I know there was like a couple of.
Hi, Quentin, by the way. Just want to point that out. She's also been accused of sexually harassing students. Borderline like date rape. Torturing her dogs and her cats. I mean, she is like a legitimate sociopath.
Classic sociopath, yeah.
Yeah. And apparently the goal of all this was to manipulate Chris into doing heinous things and then killing himself. That was her goal, and that's what she bragged about, and that's what she said she wanted to do, was to convince him to kill himself. So you...
For killing his mother.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. And... It's so easy to pass judgment on Chris, and it is, believe me. I've been watching Chris Chan videos again. I've watched the Geno Samuel documentary. I watched a couple of them lately, and I forgot what a terrible person he is. Just the racism and the homophobia and all the terrible, 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 the way he treats women and all that. But here you have someone who was, the house was already on shaky ground. It didn't have the best foundation. And over the course of years, he went from that awkward... self-centered, self-absorbed asshole into what we have now, which is a legitimate, delusional, believes in the dimensional merge, believes that he is a goddess from another dimension. And this person was pulling his strings, trying to convince him to do these awful things. And Shelby, as you know, because you study Chris as much as I have, it's not hard to manipulate him into doing things. He's been manipulated into sex tapes, into shoving things up his own ass, into doing terrible things to Cake that you shouldn't do. So that
and
was
recording himself doing it.
And that was old Chris. That was just weird Chris. This is dimensional merge Chris. It wouldn't be too hard to convince him to fuck his own mother and then kill her or do terrible things like that. So now the heat is starting to get on this Bella woman. And the problem with that is that, again, she has been protected by her parents. Apparently, and this is allegedly, again, that Texas Tech has been trying to silence all of these different things that have come out about her, because her father, at least, is so influential. So there is a big campaign online to get the word out about her and what she's done to try to make her as responsible for what's happening as Chris is. And you might think, well, you know, I don't know if I buy that. You can't force someone to fuck their mother, and that's true. But manipulation, especially with someone who has a mentality as fragile as Chris Chan, I don't think it's too far of a stretch. Jesse, we talked about, it's not the same thing, but I forget their names, but a couple years ago, there was the girlfriend that had literally talked her boyfriend into committing suicide over the phone, and she was charged and convicted in that.
Of manslaughter, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't think it's too far off that this girl could, assuming her parents don't nip it in the bud, could face charges of her own in what's happening.
And it's really going to depend a whole lot on how this court stuff goes. Like, I think, because I was looking it up, so I was curious how the court case was going. And not well for Chris so far.
No, because he is not mentally fit to stand trial.
Yeah, starting with Chris demanding being able to go home and get some of her things to bring it back. And then stamping, like just throwing a full-on tantrum, saying, I'm internet famous. I need to go get my things. I won't be comfortable unless I can go get my things.
And they're
like, you're going to jail. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because the judge denied.
Yeah, denied bail.
Yeah, like you just,
I can't imagine why.
Because Chris is a danger to the public, and specifically his mother. So
yeah. But Chris is somebody that, like, fuck, man. I've laughed about the Chris Chan thing for years. I thought it was funny the first time I saw it. It stopped being funny a long time ago, and now it's just a train wreck. But it's like giving a loaded gun to, you know, someone who doesn't understand the repercussions of what a gun can do. I don't know. I'm bad at analogies right now because I'm irritated.
Michaela, I think he has a court-appointed lawyer.
He does.
Like, I don't think he could afford his own.
He could not.
He cannot.
But Chris Chan for so long has been a danger to himself and to others. And, like, no one has done anything about it. They let it go on for so long that we got to this point. But you can literally watch these Geno Samuel documentaries about him and know that, like, dude has never been well. Like, maybe in high school and college he was just kind of awkward and eccentric, and you could blame his autism because he did. But once you get in the past 5 to 10 years, he has turned into this, like, you talk about insanity, I think he is actually insane, and no one did anything, and now you see what happens.
Because this whole, like, thing is kind of snowballed for Chris, like, where, like, had it not been for the group of trolls on 4chan, Chris Chan would have never gone anywhere. Like, none of this would have ever happened. Because, like, it's this weird thing of, like, perceived fame, because nobody's actually a fan of Chris Chan. Like, everybody is a fan of the stories around Chris Chan, like, in the events that are happening. Like, they are interested in seeing, like, what this individual is going to do next, or what are these people going to make this individual do next,
right,
is the better way of phrasing it. Because they don't give a shit about, like, Sonichu or any of that nonsense. They want to see what the trolls have made him record now.
And no
what's
one,
he going to put up his butt?
And no one stepped in. No one stepped in to do anything about
people
it.
People have tried. People have tried to, like,
well,
you know, send...
By tried, nobody. They've tried to convince him to get off the internet. They tried to convince him to change his life. But, like, again, you're not dealing with a normal person. You're not dealing with a normally sane person. This person.
There were people, because I, you know, in the early episodes of the Geno Samuel stuff, because I still, like, I think I've the last one I watched was like 7 of like 55 or some shit like that. And the even in there were people messaging Chris, like, these people are fucking with you,
right?
Like, there's like this But Chris was so desperate for a girlfriend that he was willing to believe that all these people were actually interested.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. That was like, yeah, some people did message him and try to tell him like, hey, look, you know, this is a ploy or whatever. But like, you're not dealing with a rational person. You were dealing with someone who needed someone to step in and take control. There are people who take control of other people's lives because they can't handle it on their own. Look at Britney Spears. For the longest time, she had the conservatorship from her dad. Because she had gone out of control. She didn't have control of her own life anymore. If she had it, why was no one stepping in?
Bad example.
Bad example.
She that's never real. Needed it.
Oh, allegedly. So allegedly.
Allegedly, she needed it. Not allegedly, she didn't.
Well, I mean, no,
she didn't need it in the first place.
But there was a time in her life. Yeah, that's fine. There was a time
in her life where she was hitting the drugs a little bit,
but they didn't need to the extent that they got her. Oh,
more so than anybody else.
Right?
Was.
That, yeah,
no.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I didn't mean it in the sense that she did need it, but that they do that. That there are people who will step in. It is an option
that's available.
Yeah,
but like. I don't think it's a cheap thing, and like his parents were not mentally well enough to do anything either. Like, I don't know. That whole thing is.
No, you're right. Their parent, her. I keep going back and forth, and I apologize.
Just say there. It'll make your life easier. Just say there.
I hate the idea of misgendering someone.
Right.
But like, it's one of those things that was like excruciatingly obvious that Chris, like, especially with the. Even as a transgendered person, was still, from my understanding, extraordinarily homophobic.
Maybe only to men. Like lesbians.
Also still refers to her past self as him, which is not how transgendered people refer to themselves pre-transition, because they have always been the gender that they are.
So, yeah, like, it's one of those things that's it's painfully obvious that Chris Jan... like transitioned only because they believed that it would be easier to get a woman.
And even if not, regardless of that, I will put that to the side. I don't want to pass judgment on that right now, but I just hammering on this point that like someone should have stepped in and done something, you know, the state does things. They can take kids out of homes, and I know he's an adult, but like I can't believe there's anybody that saw anything that he was doing, because he recorded almost every moment of his life, that watched that and thought that he was of sane mind and body.
Nobody of any kind of authority saw it happening, and that's really the problem. He would have to be reported to the proper authorities so they could come and like they could intervene on his behalf, but. Yeah, no, none of that shit ever happened. Like, they just kind of, like, they were like, let's see where this train wreck goes.
Right, the only people that were in his life were his parents, who did nothing to help it, made it worse.
Yeah.
And the people that were taking advantage of him. That's it.
And then, like, the other people that were, like, that would have been part of his life, he ended up pushing away, like, in those early episodes, you know, he talks about, like, some of the girls that he started, like, that actually try to be friends with him.
Right.
Because, like, he's...
But
he's just constantly pursuing those friendships, and then, like... He takes it to another level. He starts drawing like
sex
naked
comics.
Pictures of them, posting them online and all this other shit. And it's like, and they're immediately like, you know, they find out that shit and they're just like, okay, so no.
Because women, like, they're objects to him. They're objects to him. He has no respect for women. He doesn't think that they're people. They're just a means to an end to lose his virginity. Shelby, I watched the episode today where he was talking to, this was an actual girl, the Wallflower. This was an actual girl, not a troll. This was an actual girl he met and he became friends with at like a adult social gathering that her mom had forced her to go to get out and meet more people. And he became so obsessed with her that he started referring to her in his videos. The trolls found out about it. They put her up on the website too. She got pissed because, you know, he basically made her a part of it. To their credit, she messaged the website, the Quickie, and asked them to take down her information, and they did, and that's why she was called the Wallflower at that point. But then I watched a video of after she had told him to fuck off because he had done all of this, where he literally begs her to come back to him and says, if you don't, I got to pay $100 for a hooker, and that's a nightmare I don't want to live through. I'm a 28-year-old virgin with autism. I'm in my own hell, so, you know, give me a break. And it's like, holy shit, do you understand what people are? Like, you have to come back or I have to pay for a hooker. Fuck.
In fairness, like, there's someone that we all know that in high school, like, in all seriousness, not a, like it was not a joke, told a girl that if she didn't go to prom with him, he would kill himself.
I don't know who that is off the top of my head. I don't want you to say any names, but if you want to type it to
me. I'm not going to say a name, but like you definitely know the individual.
I'm sure I do. Let's move off of Chris Chan, though. I just wanted to point this out about Bella, because this is going to be a developing story, and I can't wait, and I hate to see where it goes.
It is in the text chat, for the record.
All right, let me check this out real quick. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I shouldn't have even guessed. Anyway, I don't want to spend forever talking about these sad things, and we talked about those things way too long, so really quick bites. Andrew Cuomo resigned after 11 women accused him of sexual harassment. He finally bailed and said he was going to do it for the good of New York. No one is crying. I don't think anyone's sad about this. This is the same guy that covered up the COVID deaths in the nursing homes, is partially responsible for how terrible things got in America. So, good. Glad he's gone. It's a very awkward day over at CNN where his brother still hosts a show and we'll have to cover this. So that'll be interesting.
Cuomo went back and forth of like being a scumbag and like, oh yeah, that's a good decision. And then he would do like five of the things and I'm like,
he was kind of like, he was kind of like a Democratic Rudy Giuliani. Like, for every good thing that he did, and when you try to give him credit, then he turned out to be Rudy Giuliani. So
yeah, but the thing is, Giuliani started out great, and then Giuliani was a roller coaster. Things were great, and then they got real bad, and they never got better.
Just spiraled. Yeah,
Cuomo's been like, you know, Cuomo's looking at the Screaming Eagle.
Serpentine. He's the rest of the roller coaster. Like, serpentine. It just keeps going.
Serpentine. Yeah.
The Giuliani was the very beginning of the roller coaster. You go all the way up, and then he crashed through it.
By the way, if you're interested, you can now find Rudy Giuliani on Cameo for $275. He will record a personal greeting for you. So there you go, Rudy. I pitch for you. Anyway, last thing, and then we're going to get to Lindsay's fun thing, if she's still with us. Lindsay, still with us?
I'm still here.
All right. Lindsay via 1987 phone call into a radio station.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
That reference didn't make any sense. And Hunter, as someone that works in radio, hated it.
Great.
Lastly,
I got bad news for you. Those phone calls all sounded the same right up until 2018 or so, and they still kind of do.
I saw.
Also, they're all fake. You've never been live on the radio. I hate to tell you.
That's
they do that on purpose to make sure you don't say shit you're not supposed to say.
Yes, we do, and also to make sure you say exactly what you're supposed to say. Because I cannot tell you how many times I said, "Tell everybody who just made you a winner," and they go, "I don't."
100.7.
All right, take two. Say K103. All right, and then you go cut it where it goes. Tell everybody what just made you a winner. K103.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, it's all lies.
Saw a video this morning of a, because the mask mandates, you know, people are afraid they're coming. There's a lot of things happening.
Or you're afraid they won't.
I'm afraid they won't personally.
It's all bad.
But this video was in, I believe, Tennessee. It was at a school board meeting, and things got so heated. And just the audacity. There's a video where the guy that's leaving in his car is pro mask, and these two guys approach the car, and he yells at him, "We'll find you. Like, you can leave peacefully, but we'll find you." And it's like, holy shit, is that? I knew we were already there, but to hear someone say it like that, because someone wants to protect their fellow man by wearing a mask, and you get so upset about that because of your freedoms. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger's quote today. Did anybody see what Arnold Schwarzenegger said today about masks?
No, do tell.
He said, you know, people complained about, you know, I have to wear the mask. What about my freedom? To hell with your freedom. You, with freedom comes responsibility to protect your fellow, you know, protect your fellow man. And he laid hard into people that were anti-mask, and I loved it. Thank you, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Has some real great videos out there.
So that's
like, he's kind of a bold machine too. I wish I could remember the thing that I had seen from him fairly recently that was pretty good. But he's one of those guys who's just really, really well spoken. The irony, of course, being that all anyone ever does when they do the Schwarzenegger impression is it's like, no, man, he's very, very
he's very eloquent,
talented. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Very charismatic.
Now especially because when he started, I forget what the name is, Hercules in New York. His English was so bad that they actually dubbed over him, with another actor. So if you ever watch Hercules in New York, which we have, Jesse,
it's so weird to watch.
The part where he fights the bear in New York City is always a fun part because it's just a dude in a suit and it's terrible. And then
everything about that movie is bad.
And in the first Terminator movie, he only had, I think, two lines. It was like Sarah Connor and I'll be back. I'm pretty sure that was like all of the only words he said. But yeah, Schwarzenegger now is so well spoken and so outspoken too, which is surprising considering he's a Republican. You know, he's conservative. But he was very much against Donald Trump.
Former Republican governor of California.
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 It's frustrating. I don't have enough time to complain about this. It's just so frustrating to see so many people pissy about masks.
Did you hear about the bitch from that Disney Channel show that got canceled that moved to Tennessee?
No. That bitch from that Disney Channel show is like my favorite Disney Channel show.
You just see me on a whirlwind.
I know, right? Good Luck Charlie is the show. What the fuck is her name? She moved to Tennessee.
There's a surprise.
And she had because there's no income tax there. And also Lee Allen Baker, I think, is that who she is?
Yeah, if you want to be a music star, that's a good place to go.
So anyway, she moves to Tennessee and she's there's video of her at a board meeting, like at a school board meeting, where she's talking about like all these books that she's going to give to the school board, saying they don't have the right to mandate these masks, including the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bible. It's pretty gross.
I like that picture that I sent you guys today from Reddit that said "Our children, our choice," but it was ARE. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, and like, don't forget
the
other sign.
Let them breathe.
Let them breathe.
Let them breathe.
God damn.
All right. See, I'm gonna. I sent that video to the actual like Facebook group chat. It's pretty rough, I'll be honest. But yeah,
I like the Republicans screaming "Our body, our choice." But then when a woman says it about abortion, they're like, "Now wait."
Yeah,
no, because there you're involving another body.
They choose their battles,
motherfucker. When you don't wear a mask, you're affecting another body.
I'm aware.
I know you are. I'm aware. I'm speaking directly to any stupid fucking conservative that's watching the show and complaining about this shit. You fucking asshole! God damn.
The top comment on that Reddit post is, "Ah, yes, the Declaration of Independence. Great book."
Oh. Yep.
All right. Yeah. So the world's, I think we've established tonight, the world's a dumpster fire. The Lord can't come back fast enough. Let's move on. Let's just go to the end. Let's skip to the end of the movie. Lindsay, just jump into it. Lindsay, you didn't tell us what you had planned tonight, but you said we had to have access to our YouTube, and I'm kind of curious about where this is going.
So we're going to air some dirty laundry and go over the last 5 videos we each watched.
Pass.
Well, mine are going to be real random because, like...
All right, so...
The first two especially are just because of the 100 cent of something about Back for Blood. I was like, I want to see what this gameplay looks like.
Can we do 10 instead?
Okay, that's fine. We can do 10.
Because that's worse. So many.
We don't have to talk about them. We just, we sort of talk, but yeah.
You are aware that lying exists, right? Like, you can just...
Oh, no. The reason I said it is because, because some of mine just aren't that exciting. And, like, I feel like it's
going to
be
boring. Mine are not exciting.
I know that for a fact. Totally boring.
A lot of mine are food.
A lot of mine are also food.
All right, let's start with 5 and see where
there's
the night takes us.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We'll start with 5. We'll see where the night takes us. Since I always go with Jesse and the start, and I do this little joke where I say, okay, Lindsay picked the topic, so let's start with Jesse. Instead, tonight, let's start with Shelby. See, you didn't expect that because you thought I was going to say you. All right, come on.
The first one on the list.
Yes, you're first tonight, Shelly.
Who is she?
Shelly Ferris.
Who is this man?
All right. How to steam vegetables, because I got a new steamer set up and I wanted to know how to use it.
What's the channel name?
Because it didn't come with instructions.
Sikana English.
Yes. You have to say the name of the channel, too. I think that's important. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
So, Shelly, number one. Shelby, goddammit, I'm so sorry. I got to put the B back in Shelly. Whatever that means. Shelby's number one was a rice cooker. Right? This is going downhill.
He's broken immediately. He broke himself.
Oh, I wish I had NordVPN right now.
Shelly Paris broke him.
I keep imagining he's gonna start hitting us with that Eric Andre. You gotta help me. You gotta help me. I'm gonna fall flat on my face.
Well, as long as I don't do the flapping dickie, we'll be okay.
Okay.
Anyway, Jesse, you go second. Jesse,
all right. I'm gonna skip the gameplay videos for Back for Blood because I was trying to decide if it was worth downloading. Summer 2021 anime in a nutshell. From Giguk.
Anything decent in the list?
apparently, summer 2021 is a slow season.
I will direct that question to Hunter. PZ85's anime expert.
He's the anime expert.
And see what he thinks about summer 2021.
You're gonna have to wait for my year end review for that information.
The videos are funny, and sometimes like he legitimately points out some pretty good animu, and I watch it and I have fun.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Hunter. So I thought you were going on with the bit more. I'm sorry.
I am.
Oh fuck.
He is. Yes. Yeah. Did you not get my email blast? I thought I had you on the list.
Your list?
It's a very, very... it's a very informative newsletter.
Yes.
All right.
He goes in deep.
All right. Let's go to Hunter. Hunter, your turn.
My most recent one is... And none of these are new, I don't think. Mega Ran and K. Murdoch's The Ruler's Back from Final Fantasy VI. So Mega Ran is redoing a lot of his older stuff. He did a re-release of Black Materia, which is like his big breakout Final Fantasy album. But this is one that, if I remember correctly, other than like a sampler disc he put out one time, has not made it anywhere else. And it's legitimately one of my favorite tracks of his. So I'll drop it in the you guys like chiptune like rap type stuff.
I love it.
Stuff.
Actually, I have I have that one. The
Final playing on my ears because I opened the thing. Whoops, there we go.
The Final Fantasy album.
A concert where Mega Ran played live. So,
I actually got to see Mega Ran play live. Sarah and I went to see. We were actually going there to see Brentalfloss. He was playing with him in St. Louis. God, 4 or 5 years ago, I think it may have even been longer than that. And they were great. Fun story about that. I don't know if I've ever told here, but the short version is we also got them food. Mega Ran had tweeted that he was going to be at this restaurant before the show. And I was like, cool, we got to go eat there, you know? So we went to this place, nobody there. It was literally just us. It was a nice little catfish place, kind of in the middle of nowhere. Really good, but nobody there. So check back on stuff later. And I just messaged him. I'm like, hey man, are you still planning on coming for the show? And he goes, oh dude, we were running late. We couldn't, did you go? And we were like, yeah, it was really good. And he goes, yeah, we completely ran out of time. I'm so sorry. Like, hook, you know, catch me at the show. Let me know. And I'll hook you up. And Sarah goes, ask him if he wants some food. And so I was like, hey man, did you guys get to eat? Like we can bring you something. We're leaving now. And he goes, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. List of orders for like him and Brentalfloss and stuff. We get this to go food. We get to the venue and there was this line all out front. I forget what it was, a really small, tiny place in St. Louis. And I just walked straight to the front of the line and we walked up with a bag of food. I was like, yeah, I got food for the talent. And this guy goes, what? I said, yeah. I had my phone out. He's like, hey, hang on a minute. And he walks in and he comes back and he goes, all right, you guys can go in. So we got to go in first. We got to stay for a little bit and they were super appreciative. And yeah, actually the sampler disc that I've got, that CD of his, he gave to me at the show. Like after the show, he came and found us and was like, here's a copy of every disc I've done so far. Here's this. I'm like, dude, you don't have to give us all this free stuff, man. I appreciate it. But yeah, so long way of around of getting to it. That's my favorite track of his. So I go back and listen occasionally. I'll drop it in the text here.
I like the Materia album. I really do. It's a good album. There.
Materia album's really good. This is not on it because it's from 6, not 7. But it's
I'm excited because I like 6 more than 7. So I'm excited to hear that. Jake wants you to know that the Koopa's almost ready.
I can never tell who you're talking about. I forget that you call him Danny Jake, but the Danny Jake that I grew up with is Jake.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Jake.
He would never make that joke.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Danny Jake would text me pictures of the Dark Charizard card that he got earlier today. Fuck. So great.
Lindsay would like that card. She loves Dark Charizard. What the fuck is Dark Charizard? Lindsay, help.
You rhyming now. Why are you rhyming?
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have the Dark Charizard card.
I think Shelby also has Dark Charizard. Or she's doing something else.
She's got a picture of Dark Charizard for you. Don't worry, dog. Check
I don't want to check the group chat anymore because you guys have been sending awful things.
Yeah, Hunter and Shelby have been having a shitposting thon in the group chat.
It got out of control.
Yeah, if you want to check that out,
that's not Dark Charizard. Now is it?
That's Charizard from the Darkest Timeline. That's two different things.
For the record, my first video, my most recently watched one is by ReRez. It's Duke Nukem Forever, Just Bad Games. Because I never played Duke Nukem Forever, but I did want to hear them talk about it, and it is exceptionally bad. It is a bad, bad game that took 14 years to make. And
ouch.
So absolutely terrible.
Yeah, no, and it immediately, it was hilarious, because me and Shannon were working at GameStop at the time. And it was hilarious how fast that game went from, like, it launched at $60, the trade-in value dropped to $5 2 days later.
Yeah. It was bad. And then the price itself dropped super cheap not long after.
Yeah.
Thank God they put that game out after 14 years. Lindsay, what's your first?
My first one is from Marvelous Videos. You were forced to watch the tail end of it with me while I was getting dinner ready.
It's true.
But it is 12 insanely underrated 80s cartoons that ended too soon, and I was not impressed with the list. Like, there's maybe two on there that I'd be like, yeah, you could give me more of this and I would be happy. And those were Dungeons & Dragons and Silverhawks.
I saw Rambo.
And the rest, I'm like, no, they were fine. Yeah, Rambo was on there. RoboCop was on there. Dino Riders, Thunder the Barbarian.
Now, Dino Riders was the shit. I had those toys when I was younger.
I enjoyed Dino Riders, but I don't think they needed to do any more.
I think they needed more Rambo cartoons. Maybe team Rambo up with, like, Charles Barkley or something. He's got a black employee now.
Rambo, magnet shut.
That's not our only option, no. Rambo.
That show was terrible.
Kaz, come on, man. Oh, pantoon
boats.
Pantoon.
You heard it about it. Well, Hunter, you heard about it on Rugers.
Rugers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or routers. I just want to grab the boy by the head and go, just say Reuters.
Just stop. All right.
Pronounce Reuters.
Back to Stadia.
Stadia. Google Stadia.
I still like my favorite part of that whole bit. Well, Shannon's like, somebody out there is screaming. Like, it's Stadia. It's Stadia, you clown. And then I was just immediately, when I heard it in my head, it's like, it's Shannon. Shannon's that person. In his brain, he's shouting.
Back to Shelby.
Another food one. Ultimate Chocolate Cooking Battle, Take 2 by
Sorted
Food.
Yum!
Ultimate Chocolate Cooking Battle. That sounds like a bad anime game.
Probably. But it's chocolate.
Lindsay doesn't like it at chocolate.
No, I do like chocolate.
That's it. What do you people do with your spare time? What do any of us do? Jesse, what do you got?
All right. I'm actually gonna loop these in because it makes sense that way. Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson answer the web's most searched questions from Wired.
Oh, those are fun videos.
Those videos are fun. That led me to apparently Jack Black and Awkwafina did one, so I had to watch that. And then in that, I found out that Jack Black's first ever acting performance was a commercial in 1982 for the game Pitfall.
Yep. I did know that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I sent the picture of, like, the young Jack Black in the hat from that commercial to the text-only chat because I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
So that is a 13-year-old Jack Black in that picture. I do recommend checking out those, like, Answer the Web's most searched questions videos because they're very entertaining.
I don't see Jack Black. All I see is Charizard's thick ass.
You got to scroll up.
I thought you meant you put it in there just now. All right. Hunter, what do you got?
Also from Wired, this particular one would loop to a whole bunch of other similar ones. So you like Jesse, I'm going to kind of put it together. But this one in particular was movie accent expert breaks down 32 actors' accents. This guy, whose name completely escapes me, Eric Singer. There it is. It's because I looked up some similar ones that were with it. Is legitimately like a linguistics coach is what he does. And so Wired had him on for just a couple of random videos about here are some people doing accents in movies and are they doing a good job? Or are they not? That shit fascinates me to no end. Especially somebody who went into doing what I was doing because I wanted to be a voice actor. And eventually, you know, did to a minor degree, not, you know, any kind of major career or anything, but just the way that people can control the sound of their voice has always been super interesting to me. So this guy eventually branched this out, I think, into his own channel, which I've never really looked up those specifically, but he does like a regular series through Wired now of technique critique type stuff. And they're really interesting.
Who is someone that he really hates their accent while I cough real quick?
I can tell you for sure that a lot of times if they're really bad, he just laughs because it's to a point of like, this was probably done. Like, Brad Pitt and Glorious Bastards, that was done for comedic effect.
Right.
He's not that bad at, you know, he sounds like that intentionally. Like the, because one of the scenes they used was him.
The actual Southern accent.
Well, right. And then the scene that they used was him with the Southern accent doing the Italian, the buongiorno, you know, and he's like, okay, doing what he's doing this accent and then that on top of it, it's hilarious. It's not accurate to anything at all, but it is objectively hilarious.
Like I said, second best.
Right. Yeah. Third best. Yeah, like I said, third best. It's I don't know that I've ever caught one where he just straight up called somebody out regularly. There's been a couple where it's like, oh, all of this is bad.
Oh,
and someone should have been fired from set, but it's never the actor. That's the other thing. Almost always he makes a point to say they didn't have a guy like me on set. It's like not having a gunsmith's not the term. We've been playing too much Red Dead, but there are like people who work specifically with firearms on movie sets, and I cannot remember the term for them. If you don't have that guy, your stuff's going to be real inaccurate. And it's going to be real bad.
Did he review? Because when I think of like terrible accents in movies, even though I didn't think it was that bad as a kid, and I just don't care because I like the movie, but I always heard people talk about Keanu Reeves in Dracula. His British accent was like the most atrocious accent.
Yeah. I, off the top of my head, I don't remember because now that I went to look just to see, there's been at least like 12, 13, 14 episodes of this. And now he's doing some that I have not seen these until just now. I need to start following Wired. Apparently he's doing some that are not just movies. Like here's a tour of accents in the US. If you hear somebody speaking like this, that's where they probably come from. So specifically, I don't remember because most of these videos are, you know, 20, 30 minutes long. But I would be surprised if he hasn't touched on that one. Cause I remember it was real bad.
I love those videos where people are trying to figure out like where in the U.S. the accent is from. Because there's some really.
Where's your accent from?
Jesse's is from Colorado.
He was asking Parker.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's
sorry.
That's where Jesse Ferris is from. I don't know about this Kimmel guy.
So I'm just gonna lump these together. The next 8 videos in my list are all Chris Chan. Like 6 of them are from the Geno Samuel documentary. One is the video of him begging for sex. And then one is a video I started and I didn't. I got about 10 seconds into it and quit. It is his most recent. It's just an audio track, thank God. But him trying to convince a lesbian couple to let him, like, sire their child. And so he's telling them how the sexual positions he'd put them in and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Shelby?
And then he even was like, but if you have my kid, I have to be involved, so we have to be a threesome.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. We've said that on the show many, many times. I'm just going to lump that together, that it was like 8 Chris Chans in a row. So let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay, what do you got?
So much Chris Chan.
Too much Chris Chan.
The next one I have is a Disney Theory video by the Super Carlin Brothers. They do a lot of these, but this topic was Genie is a Robot. In which it goes back to the theory that Aladdin actually takes place in the future, and the apocalypse that happened was because of Genie's last master prior to that, which is why he locked himself away and made it so only someone that would, like, free him would be the next person to find the lamp.
That is stupid.
That's interesting. Okay. It makes sense. That would make sense why he has all the pop culture references.
Uh-huh. Which I've heard the theories before of Aladdin taking place in the future, not the past, and it's like post-apocalyptic, but this was just a different spin on it. And the fact that Genie has three rules, kind of the way that robots have three rules. And yeah.
Well, to be fair,
different.
Robots only have three rules in, was it Isaac Asimov? In his stories, yeah. That's not like a set. Well, I know I don't want to tear this apart too much.
That's the rule of robotics, though.
Well, Asimov's rule of robotics, like that's like it's true. It's not a like Shannon is correct. Like that's just
it's his.
It's been widely accepted in sci-fi culture, but they specifically call it Asimov's like three rules of robotics or whatever rules of robotics.
By the way, I liked iRobot.
I did too.
It was an okay movie.
It was okay.
That was the other silly thing that they pulled up that made zero sense. They're like, but Will Smith was in iRobot and he played the genie. And Robin Williams was in Bicentennial Man and he played the genie.
I hate that. I don't like that at all. We're going to go back to Shelby on that one. No, Shelby, you go.
The next like four or five videos on my list are all from the guys who play really dumb games online. It's Big Jiggly Panda, Buys, 407. Just a bunch of... We played Mario Maker, or we played 100 Holes of Golf It, and it was awful.
I watched... When I was dating a certain somebody, I watched so much Big Jiggly Panda because she loved him.
I love him, though.
It was Big Jiggly. So, like, I don't watch... I generally don't watch YouTubers like that. The only YouTuber I watch is, like, Philip DeFranco. I love Philip DeFranco. There's a couple I like, but I don't watch Let's Players at all. But when she and I started dating, I started watching Big Jiggly Panda, Markiplier, Jacksepticeye. Like, I started watching all these people that I never would have touched with a 10-foot clown pole before. And most of them I enjoyed. I thought they were pretty funny. Big Jiggly Panda was certainly someone.
Cryoz, I think, is the best out of the group. And then Jiggly is second.
I'm surprised Lindsay hasn't chimed in with like a Jiggly. I can't do the voice. No? Okay.
I don't think the microphone picked you up.
All right. That's cool. That's fine. Wait, no. Did Shelby do it? Shelby, do it again.
No, it won't pick me up. It's
get directly. It,
whenever
the mic.
Shelby gets of any kind of like a higher pitched voice, like the microphone says no.
All right, Jesse, your turn.
All right, my next one. This one's almost always going to be in my top five. Chill Hop Radio. Like I just throw that on to have something to listen to because I absolutely love listening to that the lo-fi chill stuff in the background of whatever I'm doing.
That is my nap music.
Yeah,
that's really what cool. I call 24/7 lo-fi hip-hop beats to chill and study to.
That's the go-to. Everyone I know has that in their
the
fucking
anime
YouTube.
Kids,
yeah,
the clown yeah. or the clown. See, you said clown pole and you freaked me out. Cat.
Mine has the raccoon right now. That's walking.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is it one of Hunter's?
There are several really no. They're all out there.
Okay.
there are several really good Nintendo versions of that too, and it'll be like Zelda. Studying and like Link's in the background running around.
Yeah, I like those quite a bit too. Yeah.
All right, Hunter. Wait. Also, there's the Animal Crossing one. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Animal.
I think
one.
Samantha's watched that at work. I've seen that. Yeah.
I'm gonna do this one. Well, I was gonna say I'm gonna do it before Shannon steals it, but I guess if they're on their list, they're on their list. Video Game Donkey.
He's not in my not in my five, but he'd be on there somewhere. Yeah.
He's a go-to for me if I get up before Sarah does, especially if I'm like eating some kind of little breakfast, making a cup of coffee or something. I'll just throw on a Donkey video and watch. And so the most recent one is naturally Dunk Souls 3. Any of those, the Bloodborne one,
thank you, Dark
Skyrim.
Souls.
thank you, Dark Souls. a lot of his new ones have been really good too, but they usually aren't there because I watch them and they go away unless it's something I'm just going to go back to regularly. So yeah, that's the most recent one. But yeah, Donkey is a regular source of entertainment.
Hunter, don't forget about the plunging attack.
It's my one move. The plunging attack.
My next one is one I made Lindsay watch earlier. It's about a service dog who gets a kitten. There's a service dog. There's a service dog who like absolutely refuses to play with other dogs, and he just sits in corners. He doesn't like socialize at all. And then they're walking by. It's from the Dodo. And then when they're walking by a like pet shop, they see a cat in the window, and he just like freaks out and goes nuts. So they get him a kitten, and they become best friends. And the cat the cat rides on the dog like a little horse. I was like, oh shit, that's horse time right there. It's super adorable.
It was so adorable.
It was something good.
Service animal needs its own service animal.
Right? It's something pleasant for fuck's sake, which we need after shows like tonight. All right, Lindsay. Number three.
My next one comes from Lord Ravenscraft, which is Homestar Runner, How to Master a Dying Art Form. And it's just kind of a look back at how Homestar Runner kind of mastered Flash animation before everything stopped supporting it. I mostly just clicked on it because I hadn't heard Homestar Runner in so long, and I'm like, I need me some Strong Bad and Supergirl Squad.
Mountain Dew, apply Wibbly.
Burninator.
They did bring up the email episode 100, though, which I do remember that for the longest time it wasn't posted. And looking back through all the old ones, the emails were literally just email that number dot whatever. And if you typed in the 100, you'd get the special animation of the fake like 404 page with Strong Bad and Homestar Runner.
Whenever I hear you guys say Mountain Dew, all I can think about it, because I've been watching so much Chris Chan lately, that whenever he does his like sexy videos, he wears a shirt that says Mountain Dew Me.
Ew.
He's gross. Why?
And on that note, back to Shelby.
Ick.
Are you going to work?
Yep, you're up.
The next three or so videos are on just crazy true crime stuff. The Twisted Twins. The twins Jasmia and Tasmia, who murdered their mother.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah.
Edwin Lara, the Facebook Live crime spree killer. And The Rage of Sarah Vaucouturin. A little further down, there's also the Eileen Wuornos the day before her execution video, and that she's crazy.
Was that the woman they based the movie Monster on with Charlize Theron?
I don't know.
I am fairly positive, but if anyone wants to research that, because I like to know if I'm right or wrong.
She pulls some crazy faces, though. She's weird. Was weird.
Past tense. Yeah.
She got dead.
Thank you, Dark Souls. All right, Jesse. You research?
Yeah, Eileen Wuornos.
That was Monster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that was Monster. Okay. My next one. Pat McAfee reacts. Trevor Lawrence is not the guaranteed starter in Jacksonville.
Pat McAfee, the wrestler?
he did wrestle once. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, he does ring announcing now. I know that.
Yeah, he's a commentator on SmackDown. Yeah,
yeah, he's one of the greatest punters of all time in the NFL. Played for the Indianapolis Colts. Has gone on to have an extraordinarily successful media career. Like super huge YouTube channel. Yeah, like does a lot of work at the WWE and stuff. And basically, he was talking about how the current coach for first franchise in the NFL is talking about like I don't know who's gonna start, the guy we spent the first overall draft pick on, or like that's a once in a generation quarterback, or this guy that we grabbed to be second string 2 years ago. Who knows? Gardner Minshew's got jorts.
It's a mystery.
It's a good question. Hunter.
Number four, it would be Defunct Land, and it's one that I actually revisited, not the most recent one. It's the history of where in the world was Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, that was a good one.
Favorite things when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel so bad that it will never see the light of day because none of the information is like correct anymore.
Nope. even as they were doing the videos, they're naming countries, and I'm like, oh, that ain't even a country anymore.
Yep, and that's why even when the show was being made, because so many different countries were, like, being reformed and changing, that they put, like, at the time of this recording, the information was this correct.
This was accurate.
That's not even a planet anymore.
They didn't have space. Yeah. The Where in Time, that was the other show.
It was real bad.
I'd like to do Where in Space as Carmen Sandiego.
She's over there.
She's dead.
Well, she was moving how fast at that time? Yeah. She ain't there anymore. She's halfway across the galaxy now.
Space Carmen. All right, my next one, Hunter, you'll appreciate this, was just a block of Will Forte centric SNL clips. The one specifically is the Fly High Duluth. Goddamn, do you remember Fly High Duluth?
No.
I gotta send you that. It's a morning show for Duluth, Minnesota, and they have a new theme song sung by Will Forte's character and Scarlett Johansson, and it's like a 7-minute ballad, and it's fucking incredible.
No.
And then
hilarious.
I'd never seen this one myself. Lindsay saw it earlier. It's called Potato Chip. And it's,
oh, it was so gross.
It's Will Forte. It's Will Forte and Jason Sudeikis as two, like, Southerner, like, old school Southerners, but they're at NASA.
NASA.
It makes no fucking sense. And it's
see, I for whatever reason, around the time that he was on SNL, I was not watching SNL. Same. And so I've had to go back and catch up on all of this stuff, because at the time I remember seeing a couple of sketches and being like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is just not even funny. And now my sense of humor has reached a point where, like, the dumber it is,
that's the funniest shit
just
I've ever seen.
Mess me up, man. Just hit me with Main Justice.
Yes.
Hit me with friggin' Fart Face. Like, just mess me up, man.
This one, I'm going to send you the potato chip one, because, like, it's kind of funny, but it builds to one of the fucking funniest reactions when this one thing happens, which Lindsay had to turn away from. She couldn't look.
It was close. I'm sorry.
It builds to this one moment that the crowd loses their shit. So I got to send you that. But yeah, it was just a big Will Forte block. So, Lindsay.
My next one is from Be Amazed. Satisfying machines that will make you want to work in a factory. I clicked on it because it had the making crayons, and that is just fascinating to watch on its own. But it's just a whole bunch of machines that are, like, perfectly symmetrical and, like, just showing you what they make and produce. And, yeah, it was... Yeah, it's just one of those, like, satisfying to watch things.
Like, satisfying to watch
and things. And Shannon now thinks I'm insane.
Now.
No, so, like, there's a whole subreddit now that I love going now to about, like, it's literally r/oddly satisfying, and it's all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful subreddit.
Yes, it is.
You can just, like, zone out and just watch stuff.
All right.
It's great.
Shelby, last one. What do you got?
Six in the same thing. I went on, like, a binge of crazy, weird music that I ended up liking by Ashniko, Marina, Ellie, Otto, and just a lot of Ashniko. Working Bitch, Bubblegum Bitch, Sugar Crash, Slumber Party, and Daisy are the names of the songs, and they are really, really good.
Right. Shannon's loving those names, I can tell.
I like when people say bitch. one of the songs I just recently discovered, the Nova Twins, and their song Baseline Bitch is fucking stuck in my head like an earworm you wouldn't believe. Anyway, Jesse, last one.
My last one is Busting Chocolate Chip Cookie Myths. How to make the best chocolate chip cookies.
Say it though.
It is
what myths? What are those slanderous lies they're telling about chocolate chip cookies that they had to make a video for? Like,
so, okay.
It's depending on the types of sugar and flour and, like, the humidity, like, your cookies turn out different.
So it's from Mythical Kitchen, which is a spinoff of Rhett and Link's Good Mythical Morning.
Right.
They have they have a whole, like, it's spun off, like, it got super popular. That's and great. It's wonderful. And they do these episodes called Myth Munchers, where they talk about, like, different, like, they're basically doing a very not scientific comparison of, like, you know, the best way to cook certain things. The most recent episode is about chocolate chip cookies, and they compare shit like, yeah, like Lindsay said, sugar, like just white sugar, brown sugar, a combo of the both, like chocolate chips, chocolate chunks, or chocolate wafers. And then, like, you know, some other things, the preparation of the cookie. And basically they kind of go down the line and decide what the best, like, it, you know, of their cumulative opinion, what the best cookie, like what steps result in the best cookie. And they've done the same thing with like steaks, pizza, like there's cheese, like there's.
But
there's,
in the long run, it's all subjective.
Yeah, it's all very, very subjective, but they all have degrees from culinary schools. So they have, nice. You know, that professional background, I guess. But also Josh, the guy that heads it, is weirdly fucking jacked.
Real quick before we move on to Hunter's next one, you guys gotta remind me, what was the name? There was a dude that did like eating challenges or something, and he was also like jacked, and I can't remember who that was.
Oh damn it.
I can't think of anybody that was jacked that's doing it.
Was it?
No, I know exactly who you're talking about, because like
I remember Muscles severely, Glasses from
because he would do all the like stupid food challenges, like stuff that's meant for like two people to do, and he'd do it on his own. And
but I can't remember his name.
Oh my gosh, what was his name?
What's that, Shelby?
His face is in my head.
What's that, Shelby?
Was it Obese to Beast?
I think Beast was part of it, but I don't remember.
Now you just got me thinking of Epic Mealtime.
That's it. That's what I was thinking of. Epic Mealtime. Maybe it wasn't jacked. Maybe it wasn't jacked.
No, there were a whole bunch of guys for that one. Yeah. There was one guy in the Epic Mealtime crew. His name was literally Muscles Glasses, because he was just kind of buff and he wore sunglasses.
Just one guy.
I need you guys to go to I posted in the chat. Like my most recent picture is the dude that hosts Mythical Kitchen.
Furious Pete.
That's Furious Pete?
No, that's Josh from Mythical Kitchen is the guy that I sent.
Well, Shelby, you send us Furious Pete real quick. Let's go on to Hunter, because the sooner we wrap this up, the sooner I can play Red Dead. Hunter, go ahead.
Surprisingly, it's not. I thought for sure it would be Casually Explained, but it's basically, I also have a cooking one, and it's the food version of Casually Explained, which is You Suck at Cooking.
I love that. Holy shit, Shelby. That dude is fucking jacked, by the way. Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
There's another picture of Josh.
Croque Monsieur most recently, and that's it. If you love I Suck at Cooking, you know what it is. There's nothing for me to say.
Did you see the crossover episode clip, or the one he did with Casually Explained?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was Casually Explained, this like first date or something, and then he talks about where to eat or whatever, and then they go to You Suck at Cooking. That's where I heard him the first time. I'll send it to you. It's really, really good. All right, my last one really quick is Why NXT is Dead from What Culture Wrestling. If you've been keeping up with all the changes that they've made to WWE NXT, you know that it is circling the drain, which is a shame, because that was my escape from all the bullshit WWE did. NXT was like my guiding light, and now it's gone, and that makes me so incredibly sad. All right, Lindsay, last one, then we're gonna bail out of here.
My last one is by Graveyard Loon, which is a YouTube crafter I recently found. And the video of his I watched is turning Mariah Elizabeth into a squishy. He's doing a line of turning other YouTube crafters into squishies, and it's just him redoing it and repainting it to look like them.
Well, that's psychotic. Anyway, okay. Well, this show has gone way longer than it should have. I think we're at about an hour and 45 minutes.
It always does anymore.
So we're going to bail here. We're going to cut it off. We may or may not be back tomorrow for horse time. It's undecided at the moment. But we are about to hit up real horse time, because I'm gonna ride around like a cowboy, and I'm going to ride my little horse, and I'm going to shoot my pop gun. It's going to pop, pop. I'm also going to have a Pepsi.
Take his horse down to Old Town Road?
You know what? When that song came out, I never would have imagined that the dude that did that song would turn out to be such an influential and iconic, like, rapper personality.
Controversial figure, for sure.
Yeah, but, like, to go from that, where everybody was just kind of like, oh, that's kind of catchy, but he's kind of irritating, to, holy shit, this dude just fucking rocked the world, is insane to think that's the same guy. But
because he went from this wholesome household name to, like, you know, humping and then murdering the devil on in a music video.
Wait, I was talking about Billy Ray Cyrus. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. For myself, for Jesse, for Shelly. I'm sorry, for Shelby. I'm going to stop that joke. For Lindsay, for Hunter, and for Parker. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow, maybe next week for sure. Anyway, Parker, take us out.
I didn't make any noise. He did it, but like, Mike didn't pick it up.
Oh, there you go.